I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. I like the common names of flowers that describe what they really look like. Campanulas really do have bell-shaped flowers. Echinacea really does have a cone-shaped bloom. And Dicentra flowers really do look like a bleeding heart. Bleeding hearts are standard spring flowers that should be up and growing in your garden now. There are two general types of bleeding hearts, Dicentra spectabilis, or the old-fashioned bleeding heart, and the fringe bleeding heart, or Dicentra eximia. Most gardeners grow the old-fashioned types that reach 2 to 3 feet tall in spring with heart-shaped red, pink, or white blooms with what appears to be a drop of blood at the tip of the flower. There's even a golden version with pink flowers. The fringe types are shorter with more dramatic cut leaves, but with a similar bloom. Plant bleeding hearts with other woodland shade lovers such as lungwort, coral bells, astilbe, lady's mantle, trilliums, primroses, and columbine. While both types of bleeding hearts like a part shade location to grow, the old-fashioned varieties like a well-drained, humusy soil. The native fringe types are often found in the wild, clinging to rock ledges and can tolerate a tougher environment. Also, the old-fashioned bleeding hearts will quickly die back in early summer and go dormant, while the fringe bleeding heart will keep its decorative leaves all summer and may even rebloom. Don't bother adding fertilizer to bleeding hearts. With a good compost in the soil, they'll grow and flower well. Keep the soil moist but not wet and cut back the old-fashioned types after blooming once the foliage yellows. Deer won't bother either type of bleeding heart, and they can go years without needing dividing. Move plants in spring before flowering. And now for this week's tip, mix radish seed when planting your carrot seed to help the carrots germinate better. The radish are quick germinators, breaking up the soil for the slower carrots. As you harvest the radishes, you'll be making space for carrot roots. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about climbing annual flowers. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.